Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Yud Aleph Omud Aleph, and we are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Nun Ches, and we are actually beginning on the last few lines, the last few words, the start of Sif Beis on Daf Reish Yud Omud Beis. And the Mechaber tells us, Uma Nikra Mukof Ladira. Yesterday's Shia discussed having a field, an area that is totally enclosed, and that you're allowed to carry in that area if it was Mukof Ladira, if the area was enclosed after the house was made. And therefore, you're using this field, obviously, for the living purposes of the house. Then you can carry in that field, and that's what we discussed in yesterday's Shia, how big that field has to be, how you can go and make it an area that you can carry in. Today we're going to discuss if it was already mukaf beforehand. In other words, if the area that was enclosed was first enclosed and then you subsequently built a house to it. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, Uma nikra mukaf dira. What do we say over here that the field is enclosed specifically for the house purposes? That would be a situation, zesha bonu bo beis dira, that's when you first built the house, and then you subsequently had the area of the field enclosed. You put a mechitza around the surrounding field that's around the house, but the house was there first. Or alternatively, osha pasach lo pasach mi beiso v'yachak kachi kifa. Or you first had a house made, then you opened up from the house into the surrounding area, and then you enclosed the surrounding area. That's called mukaf ladira. The enclosure was made specifically for the purposes of the house. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yutes. We're talking here, Koi, about both of these first two cases that I mentioned here in the Mechaber, where the house was built specifically, and then you have the dira around it enclosed, or you had a house with there was no openings to the surrounding area, then you opened up to the surrounding area, and then you enclosed the dira. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us over here, Gam abona bo bayis dereisha. We're talking here about both of these scenarios, where you built a house, and then you built a house that has no opening, and then you opened it up to the surrounding area. Kolmar, debein shabona bayis b'osu mokum, whether you first built the house with an opening into it to the surrounding area, v'acha kaki kifol li'osu mokum, and then you enclose the surrounding area, v'nimtza bayis, and the house is obviously in the middle of this enclosed area. Or alternatively, or you built a house next to a area over here, and then you opened up a doorway, an opening into this area, and then you made an enclosure surrounding this open area. In both of these situations, the b'chol zeh nechshav mukaf l'shem dira. Both of these areas that were enclosed were for the purposes of the housing that you have over there. Dilashem Tashmish Dira Hikifu. For the purposes of the house, you enclose them. As opposed to Avolhecha di Hikifo Mitchila, the Akakach Bonababais, if you have an enclosed area that's already enclosed before there's a house there, and then you subsequently build a house. Oh, Afilu Bonam Mitchila, or you built the house first, but it didn't have an opening into the surrounding area, the Akakach Hikif. Then you enclose the area around the house. But there was no entranceway into this enclosed area. That is called Mikre Hikiv Shelo L'Shem Dira. Both of these are scenarios where the enclosure was made not for the living purposes of the house. And that's called Shelo Hukav L'Shem Dira. And therefore, the Muchach Delo Asol L'Sashmish Todio L'Bais. It's clear that the area was enclosed not for the purposes of the house to use that area. And the Mishneh Berurah adds with da, dim choshav beferush b'shor shehikif l'mokum hazeh. If at the time that you enclose this area, you had specifically intention sheyivne bo bayis achar kach, that you're going to build a house in that area, albeit the house wasn't built yet, v'karpav hazeh yei kamo chotzer, and you're building over here first the chotzer, and then subsequently you'll build the house, or alternatively, b'shebayis bonu mitchil, or you built the house first, but it wasn't connected to the surrounding area, v'achar kach hikif basof habayis, and then you enclose the area behind the house, v'choshev b'shas ha'ekev, and at the time that you're enclosing that area, you haven't yet done so, but you said, I will go and open up to the house, to this area, sheyiftach achar kach pesach b'bayis la'osu tzad, kedei sheyochol l'shtamesh b'hekev l'tzorchei ha'bayis. In both of these situations, while you enclose the area first, at the time that you're enclosing it, you had specific intention that it would be mukaf l'dira for the purposes of the house. So here the Mishneh Berurah says, efshar sheyesh l'hokel. In this situation, you might be able to be lenient and say, v'lomar, the mikri mukaf l'dira. This might be considered considered mukov ledira. Shari hikif osa l'shem dira, because in both of these scenarios that we just said, you actually enclosed the area for the purposes of the house, albeit the entranceway into this area did not yet exist at the time that you enclosed this field. The issue, footnote number 12, brings down that the opinion of the Chazon Ish, yesh l'chalek ben chotzer she'ikar nasis kedei shamish sabayis, you differentiate between whether the field specifically here was for the basic purposes of the house, and therefore, v'chein gam im hikif al menas l'vtoch pesach l'shom o livnos bayis li'achem mikan necheres mukev l'dira. If the main purpose of this yard is obviously for the house, so then this would work. And it's only in this situation, Befrat Zet, Mekel Chazonish, Yoshem Mishnah Brewer, that the Chazonish over here is more Mekel than the Mishnah Brewer. Shaladasa Mishnah Brewer, Gam im Moel Masha Bedaito Livtoch, Lushon Pesach Meabais, according to Mishnah Brewer, if it would work, Ein Ze Ella Achar Shivtach, it will only be good if you eventually do make that opening. As opposed to the Chazonish here, who seems to imply that even if you don't make the opening, it is still considered Mukaf Ladira. Look further in this Dirshu footnote for additional details about this Machlokas. Now we continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'im hoya mukaf shelo l'shem dira. You have a scenario where the enclosure was made and it was not opened into the house at that time. So the enclosure is lo l'shem hadira. And therefore, this enclosure we just pointed out is not allowed to be carried in. Now, he wants to change that. V'rotz l'akif l'dira. He wants to make it that it should be hukaf l'dira. How do you go about changing a mechitza that already exists into making it hukaf l'dira when it's not hukaf l'dira when it was originally made? So he says, "Einot tzorich lifrotz kula." You don't have to take the entire mechitza down and then rebuild it. That would be obviously one way to do it, but there's a much better way. You don't have to knock the entire wall down. "Einot tzorich lifrotz kula." Ella yifrotz bo pirtza bioser. Now we have the word me'asara that implies tefachim, as we pointed out. But as you can see, the os aleph over here, the points down at the bottom, this should be eser amos because it is not a lashon zocher of asara tefachim, but it should be eser amos. And we'll find multiple mistakes like this again, both here and in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's not get confused with that. I will try to point it out each time, but not dwell on it. So here we're talking about, if you were to go and just break a portion of the wall that is more than 10 amos wide, that is considered that you've made a pierce in the wall, and it's no longer hukaf at all. The nimtza bayis pasukbo below hekef. Now, the passageway that you have from the house that you created after it was originally mukaf ladira is now an open passageway into an area that's not hukaf. It's not hukaf at all, because there's a pirtza more than 10 amos. As we will learn, if you have a break in a wall that's more than 10 amos, that's not considered an opening. That's considered a breach in the wall. It's not considered enclosed. Now that you've made this breach that's more than 10 amos wide in the wall, all you have to do is go and fix it. V'yachzor v'yidgor ha-pirtza kula. You have to go and fix either the entire pirtza. That would certainly be good. But if you don't want to fix the entire pirtza, o ama ha-yiseira al-eser amos, v'eser amos pesachein, or just knock this breach down to being 10 amos or less. And in this way, the 10 amos or less serves as a doorway, and a doorway doesn't ruin an enclosure. And in this situation, v'hariu pasuach v'levasov hukav. In this situation, the hekef that was originally there was destroyed, and now you have the dira first, and now when you put together the pirtza again, either in total, or you make the pirtza 10 amos or less, so in this situation, it's a pesach, and now you have that the bias is made first, so to say, and then the hukaf is done, and therefore it's hukaf ledira. Now let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chof. He explains this further. He says, "V'rotz l'akif l'shem dira." If you want to go and make this for l'shem dira, kach tzorich lomer. That would be the more correct way to say it. Kach tzorich lomer v'chein hu b'mechaber sheba'ola Shabbos. And that, in fact, was the more grammatically simple way to say this, rather than saying if it was not made l'hukaf l'dira and now you want to make it hukaf l'dira. So v'chein hu b'tur. And this is also found in Lashon of the Torah. The same thing is really implied, however. Kavana sherotz l'shtamish ata b'hekav azeh b'kvius. You want to use this enclosed yard in a permanent basis and be able to carry within it over here elo sheino mowa, but you can't because the hekif was done first. The mechitzos have to be put up specifically for the purposes of the house, but here the mechitzos were put up first. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to now explain in Sivkot and Chafalev, the mechaber who said make a pirtza, breach the wall. The einot tzarich lefrotz kol govah kosel adamata, and you don't have to breach the entire wall even in its vertical component. You have to do the horizontal component at least 10 amma plus more than 10 amma, but the vertical part doesn't have to be totally broken down. Elokoshalo nisha bigova sar tvachim sagi. As long as there's in this 10 amma wide area, the wall is less than 10 tvachim. Here, the 10 tvachim is the critical factor in terms of making a mechitza. The 10 amos is what makes it into a pirtza. So, in order to have the pirtza, you just have to have the mechitza that runs for this 10 amma plus length to be less than 10 tefachim tall. You don't have to totally destroy the wall and have nothing there. Because if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, lo mikre mechitza. It's not having the halachic status of mechitza. It's like there's nothing there. So what you've essentially had to do over here is make a pirtza that knocks down the mechitza for 10 plus amos. Anything that's a little bit more than 10 amos has the status of a pirtza. Now it doesn't have a mechitza over there. And therefore, when you're now re-enclosing it, you have accomplished it. It's now hukaf ladira. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chabez explains further. B'yosim e'asara. You have to do this over here again. It should be eser. It has to have a piritza over here that is at least 10 plus amos, a little bit more than 10 amos. V'imayah mikvar parutz asorah. Now this should be eser as well. If it was already a breach there that was 10 amos, dayo diyifrutz mat yosef esagi. Then you just have to make it a little bit more. The 10 amos, quote, opening that you have over there is considered an opening. So just make it 10.1 amos, and now it's a breach. And this would be perfectly acceptable that it's no longer hukaf, and therefore now when you close this breach, it's now hukaf ledira. And the Mishnah Berurah explains as if kan chav kemu, v'nimtza bayis pasuach, now that you have the opening from the house into this non-enclosed area, the kiven, the nifrats, the Mishnah Berurah explains, since there's a breach over here, kol kach nisbatlu kol mechitzos, since you have a big enough breach, it, so to say, destroys all the mechitzas that you have over here. And even that part of the wall that's still standing, since it's lower than 10 tefachim, and even though it may be covering up most of the area of the yard, but since there's a breach of at least 10 amos plus, so then it is considered as if it's not there. And then, Chaf Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Yachzav Yigdar, you can go and make it L'shem Kavonas Dira. Now it's going to be Hukov Ledira. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Siv Katan Chav Hei that we have to go and fence in the entire pirtza. So we said we really don't have to, you just have to make it less than or equal to 10 amos. Likewise, V'huadin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im Ose Tzuras HaPesach, if you make what we call a Tzuras HaPesach, meaning you have a vertical and a horizontal, and then another vertical, this has the appearance of a doorway, a Tzuras HaPesach. And in this way, it's considered halachically fully enclosed, the shuv eino pirtza. And we don't view the full open space there, since it's underneath its tzuras ha-pesach, as being an open space. We halachically view it as being a mechitza, a wall. This is what we have, for example, when you have poles and you have a string between them. So that's a tzuras ha-pesach. When you have the lechi with the strings attached to it, that is a halachically fully intact wall. So you can enclose this pirtza that was more than 10 amos by putting up a tzuras ha-pesach as well. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chavav added O Amay Heisera Al Eser Amos. If you have a little bit more than 10 Amos of the breach over here, V'Eser Amos Pesachin, and 10 Amos constitutes the Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah explains as if Katan Chavav V'im Lo Paratz Amo Rak Ma'at. If you didn't have a full Amo, you only had 10.1, for example, Tzorich Ligdor So Ma'at V'Sagi. All you have to do is get it to 10 or less, and you're perfectly fine. The issue footnote number 14 brings an additional way from the Chazon Ish that you could go and make a breach in this wall over here without having to make such a wide breach. If you do it in a corner over here, so then if the corner breach that you're creating in a Keren Zavis is 4 tefachim wide, as you can see in the diagram in the issue footnote number 14, that would also be acceptable. Because when you have such a wide 4 tefach breach in a corner, so that no longer makes it considered halachically enclosed. So you don't have to do the 10 amos plus breach. You could do it in a corner and just do it 4 tefachim. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im paratz amo ugedora. Now, if you had the fully enclosed wall and you want to now make the breach, you don't have to make the entire breach, the 10 plus amma breach, all at the same time. You can make one amma breach, Ugidara, and then fix that amma. The chazer uparetz amma, and then go make another one amma breach and fix that as well. Eitzel mashigoda next to that which you refenced in. The chazer yosar kain atshe shlimul esar. You can do this 10 times, so you have a total of slightly more than 10 amos of breach. So you did one and fixed it, one and fixed it, one and fixed it, till you have a little bit more than 10 in total of breach. Even though you never had the 10 plus amma breach all at the same time. Mutter, that would be acceptable as well, because the bottom line was you did redo an entire area that was more than 10 amos, so that's now considered hukaf ledira after the fact. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Chav Zayin. When we said over here, it should have been Ashli Shlimo Li Asar, it should have been Ashli Shlimo Li Eser. We should have been talking about 10 Amos. And the Mishnah Berurah himself also has the same error over here. Li Yoser Me Eser, it should be. Kach Tzorich Lomer, it should be that you made the total breach a little bit more than 10 Amos wide. So then this is permissible. Sivkotin Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says Mutter. Lo Amrinan, and we don't say, Kivan the Lo Porats, it should be instead of Asar Eser, the Vasachas. We don't say over here that since all 10 Amos were not done at the same time, the Lo Gadar Bevasachas, and you didn't go and fix it all at the same time, Lo Heve Hekev L'Shem Dira, we don't say over here that this is not redoing the enclosure. El we do say, El Kivan, the Hashton Mia Havi Yachidus Shel Hekev Biosim Yeser, since now we do have, in fact, an entire 10 plus Amma area of the wall that was all done, albeit not at the same time, but it was all done after the house had an opening into this field area, so it's called Hukov Ladira, Choshev Hekef L'Shem Dira. So it halachically is considered over here as if it's Mukov Ladira. I know we're right in the middle of this sif, but this is a good stopping point, so with that we'll conclude today's shir.